Good afternoon, Rangel. It's April 6th, and we are back with our regular COVID update on KSTK Radio. I think the big news that came out last night, and I'm sure most folks are aware, is that we did receive news last night that Petersburg had its first on-island case, a positive case of COVID-19, and they sent out a very lengthy and detailed release about that, and I had a chance to speak with the mayor from Petersburg, and he was very hopeful that the person who had contracted the virus had done a excellent job of quarantining themselves after they returned from the lower 48. So they're very hopeful that the amount of contact that that person had with others in the community will be limited. But I think it just goes to highlight the importance of quarantining yourself when you need to, and working on the social distancing. So our thoughts are with our neighbors, Petersburg, and we're hopeful that the spread will be limited over there. Lisa, do you want to give an update on some new news that's coming out from Parks and Recreation?
I certainly will, Steve. So I just want to let everybody know that Parks and Rec has been monitoring what public health officials are saying, and it's very clear that the coronavirus can survive on hard surfaces for a period of time. And we have lots of hard surfaces in our playgrounds. And although we had not closed those down previously, there have been a number of people recreating outside, and it appears that we have had families commingling at the playgrounds. And so, unfortunately, at this time, we're making the sad decision to, effective immediately at 5 o'clock today, close the borough playgrounds for use. We feel this is an added safety measure that we really need to adhere to in the community. So we're still encouraging people to get outside and recreate, but you need to do so socially distancing and making sure that you are maintaining just your immediate household members in that group that's recreating, or if you are recreating with somebody else, you must maintain a 6-foot separation and maintain that social distancing. So again, effective at 5 o'clock today, borough playgrounds are closed to the public. The other thing we want to remind people of, although they can still be used, please use discretion when you are using park shelters, picnic tables, and benches, because anything can be a means of transmitting COVID-19, so please be careful when you're using those. And once you do, make sure that you sanitize your hands or wash them as soon as possible afterwards. The other thing we want to bring to people's attention is that if you haven't already read it, a tiger in the Bronx Zoo has tested positive for COVID-19, which means that animals can now, it's clear that animals can now contract the virus. Does that mean all animals? We have no idea, but we want to take a early precaution here in Wrangell, and so we are going to ask people to adhere to the existing leash law in the community and make sure that your dogs, when you have them outside, are on a leash at all times, so that we make sure that our dogs are practicing social distancing as well. Additionally, we're asking park users, I'm sorry, Mayor?
No, go ahead. Sorry, that's great. I've been watching The Tiger King too much and just had a lot of funny thoughts run through my mind, but absolutely, go ahead. Sorry.
So there's a couple of other guidelines we're asking park users to follow at this point. Please refrain from using parks and trails if you are exhibiting any symptoms or are sick at all. Follow the CDC's guidelines on personal hygiene prior to and during use of parks or trails. Prepare for no access to public restrooms. That is another thing we are looking at right now is the public restroom availability at our parks and at our harbors. So I just want to let the community know we're looking at that too. While on trails, warn other users of your presence as they pass and step aside to let others pass. and always maintain the CDC-recommended physical distancing of 6 feet apart from each other. And please make sure you're cleaning up and removing any remains left by your dog after they use the bathroom when you're out on the trail or in recreation areas, please.
Okay, that's pretty extensive, and hopefully folks caught all that. If I understand there's going to be a press release out on that as well, so if you didn't catch all of it, you can read about it in the press release. The other thing that we've been working hard on is Friday, Dr. Zink came out with an Alaska mandate. She is our lead medical officer in the state, requesting that folks wear masks, and that masks are not about, you not catching the virus, but rather you not spreading it to other people. So your mask is part of your prevention plan to prevent others from actually catching the virus. And as so I've seen some posts on Facebook talking about how many of the masks that are available locally or commercially are actually, they have warnings on them that say they're not appropriate for most viruses. And that is true, but the point is that you are not letting any particles come out of the mask, and they're transmitted by the mist and any kind of saliva that would be coming out during a sneeze or otherwise. So the masks are important, and we met with two folks today that are going to be taking on a mask-making enterprise, and I'll get Lisa to give us a full update on that as well and some ideas that we have for distribution of masks.
Thank you, Mayor. So there's a group of very dedicated sewers in Wrangell who are putting together masks for use by community members, and we want to be able to get those out to everybody who needs them. So we've created a new email address here at the borough. It is masks, M-A-S-K-S, at wrangell.com. And all you need to do is send an email asking or requesting the number of masks that you need for your family or your household. Alternatively, you can call the library at 874-3535 and make that request verbally as well. And the library staff will be keeping track of everybody's requests for masks and getting those out to the folks that are sewing. And then you can go by the library and pick up your masks when they are ready to be picked up. All you'll need to do once you hear from library staff that your masks are ready is give a call about 5 minutes prior to your arrival, and they will put the masks out on the bench right in front of the library, and you can pick those up. So again, you can email masks at wrangell.com or call 874-3535 to request those. The other thing that we're asking people to do is, any of you that have a sewing machine, break that baby out and sew your own mask. Do a little practicing and learn to do your own if you can. And we will be getting information out with a video link that Shauna Durfee's created about how to make a mask, and we will also be sending some links to some patterns. So stay tuned for that information coming up on the borough's website.
That's excellent. So there's lots of opportunities to get a mask if you need one. And again, if you have masks at home that are something you might have worn for your shop or to cut down on dust or while you're weed whacking, those masks will work as well. It's not a matter of that, again, they have to be the sort of medical-grade masks, but you can break those out and use those as well. But any time that you're out in public, you should be wearing a mask to help control the spread of the virus. So I think that's about all the time we have for tonight, and I believe that tomorrow I'm on Talk on the Rock at 1 o'clock with June, and so hopefully if you have some questions, she's asked that you send the questions in advance to her, and otherwise we will chat again tomorrow at 4:48. Thanks very much, Wrangell.